You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, part two of a three-part visit with legendary writer and Broadway's social conscience, E.Y. Yip Harburg. Harburg is best remembered for Brother Can You Spare a Dime and his masterwork, Over the Rainbow. This program was originally broadcast in 1980.
This forest, it's dark and creepy. Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might.
Oh, look! Sneaking up on me, eh?
Here, go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't buy them.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally, when you go around picking on things weaker than you are, why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. Look at the circles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the vim and vim. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain, a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
During the evening with Yip Harburg at the 92nd Street Y, director Maurice Levine asked Mr. Harburg if his collaboration with composer Harold Arlen over the years had been a smooth one, particularly their time together writing The Wizard of Oz.
It was. I worked very well with Harold, excepting when we got to the ballad. But you always have trouble writing a ballad. How to say I love you in another way after it's been said how many thousands of times? But this particular ballad was a ballad for a little girl who was at odds with her school teacher and her mother, and she was in trouble, and like all little girls, wanted to get away from where she was at. And where was she at? Kansas, a dry, arid, colorless place. She had never seen anything colorful in her life except the rainbow. Well, where would a little girl like that, not knowing the world, want to go? Over that rainbow, on the other side of the rainbow. So I had that idea in mind of a little girl wanting something, a place somewhere that was around that rainbow. And I told Harold about it, and he went to work on a tune. I can't tell you the misery that a composer goes through when the whole score is written, but he hasn't got that big theme song that Louis B. Mayer is waiting for. The contract is for 14 weeks, and we're on our 14th week now. We don't get paid after the 14th week. And he surely sweated it out, and he couldn't get a tune for that. Until one night he called me. It was about 12 o'clock at night, and he said, "Please, please, come right over. I've got the tune." Well, I walked over. It was Beverly Hills at that time. It was 1937. We weren't afraid of being mugged. And he played me this tune, and he played it this way. I said, "Harold, that's for Nelson Eddy." It was a symphony. And it's not for a little girl yearning to be over a rainbow. And his spirits fell. And we both more or less respected each other. I went home very sad. He did too. And for 2 weeks after, without money from Metro, he was still working on that tune. Finally, he called me over and he said, "Yipper," he said, "I feel this tune. This is a great tune. Now you must write it." Well, when a composer like Harold says that, you've got to, as Willie Loman's wife said, pay attention. I said, "All right, I'll try to write it." And I said, "But at least the middle, the release, can you bring it down? Can you make it not a little girl, at least adolescent?" He couldn't get a middle till finally one day he had a little dog, Pan, a silly little dog, who ran away, and Harold had a little whistle for him, and it went like this. I said, "Harold, this is the crazy life we lead. This is the way songs are written.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
Thank you. Did you know that Judy Garland was going to sing it when you wrote it, or had you written
it? Yes, it was written for her.
Oh, it was absolutely written for her.
Oh, yes. She was chosen for the picture, and the whole score was written for the people in the picture.
Oh, that's probably one of the reasons it's tailored. So effective. Yeah.
It was tailored.
Huh. Well, that's probably why If I Were the King of the Forest became what it became.
Yes, that's right. It was tailored for Bert Lahr. You see, when you have a fellow like Bert Lahr, you're unlimited in your inspiration and your imagination and ideas for fun, because you've got a master who can take your lyrics and wing them into laughter.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin, not a cotton, not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. As I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, were king. Just king. I shall reign. Ha 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 ha.
Your Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
I am always very disappointed when I see the picture, though, because they deleted several songs at the end of the picture, and they made it The Chase. And I feel the loss of music there, and they should not have done that. Several songs were taken out at the end of the picture, which should have been in. It would have been a much better picture.
Who were they sung by?
Well, one was the jitterbug song, when the jitterbugs come down. Who's that hiding in the treetop? It's that rascal, the jitterbug.
Oh.
Charming song.
Yeah, I'll have to hear that.
And what happened, too, Harold had such an ingenious tune for it. Da-da-dee-da, da-da-dee-da. Who's that hiding in the tree? Which later on became Bally High. Da, da, da.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Another show after The Wizard of Oz was a show that's, once again, to go from a very, very well-known show to a not as well-known show, Hold On to Your Hats, 1940. Was a vehicle for Al Jolson.
It was for Al Jolson, yes.
And
that was his last show.
I love that score, and I've been hearing songs from it lately. Steve Ross
well,
played me a song.
Well, it's coming out again on Ben Bagley's next album.
I can't wait to
Painted
people hear
Smiles.
This score.
Where he thought it was a shame for that score to be lost.
Absolutely.
And
songs like Don't
Bert
Let
Lane,
It Get You
Bert
Down.
Bert Lane at his tops. It was Bert Lane's really our first effort together.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed it. That score very much.
My, the world was big just a day ago, for just a day ago, who would ever dream I'd be dancing with you? Every star was far just a night ago, and just a night ago, too, I seemed so all miscast, just getting nowhere fast. Here was I, a gypsy, looking for a world to roam in. Now the world is in my arms. No more aimless searching for a place to feel at home in, for the world is in my arms. Mexican hills, Florida skies, tropical seas here in your eyes. When I see you smile, I see the sunsets of Geneva. What's that magic in your charms? When I hold you, I hold the world right here in my arms.
The Eagle and Me from Bloom and Girl is one of my absolute favorite lyrics of yours.
Yes, it's mine too.
In fact, Stephen Sondheim, I know in a lecture on lyrics, said that he considers the line in that song, ever since that day when the world was an onion, one of the greatest lyric lines ever written in the history of the craft.
By the way, you know that it's geologically true that the world has layers. Like an onion, one on top of another.
Is that where you got the line? Is that how you
Yes, I remembered it from a geology class. That I remember the instructor saying that it had layers of layers of layers like an onion. And I never forgot that image of the world.
What makes a gopher leave his hole, trembling with fear and fright? Maybe the gopher's got a soul wanting to see the light. That's it. Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's it. The scripture has it written. Bet your life that nobody like whole, nobody like chained. Don't the good Lord all round you make it plain? River, it like to flow. Eagle, it like to fly. Eagle, it like to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it like to run. Ivy, it like to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, was natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's gotta be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We gotta be free, the eagle and me.
Like to flow, eagle and like to fly, eagle and like to feel its wings against the sky.
Possum it like to run, ivy like to climb, bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, was natural for the spirit to sow and play the way the Lord wanted it.
Free as the sun is free.
That's how it's gotta be.
Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me.
We gotta be free. Me.
Here's how songs get written in a show. An example. In Finian's Rainbow, a pixelated Irishman named Finian has a scheme. If Americans can bury gold in a hole in Fort Knox and become rich, why can't he? He inveigles his daughter Sharon to come to Missituckee after painting a glowing picture of a dazzling world. One look at Tobacco Road, and she wants to get back. And now we have a confrontation. And Sharon says, to think I let you whisk me out of Ireland across an ocean, down a continent, in this sweet, green month of April. And for what? For what, says Finian, for a beautiful new life, in a beautiful new land where the bees give certified honey, and the spiders spin their webs of nylon. And Sharon says, I should have known you were up to something ever since I was 2 years high. You've been seeing leprechauns in the cabbage patch, rainbows over your whiskey jug, and Finian, Sharon, you'll love it here. You're going to have everything you left behind in Gluckamora and more at this point. No use arguing. Argument will only be repetitious. And the librettist finds he's stuck for further words. Who's the librettist? Only the heightened emotion of a song can supply the dramatic climax to this scene. So he calls upon the lyricist for help. And if the librettist and the lyricist are the same guy, then heaven and St. Patrick be with him. Well, we need a song. There are many ways of approaching a theme. In this case, it's Sharon's song, Problem. How will she handle this wily old man? Shakespeare, Hamlet. The play's the thing wherein to catch the conscience of the king. And the song's the thing wherein to catch the conscience of that old fox. She will get him back to Ireland, not by harangue and frustration, but by something more subtle, nostalgia. So we let the flute send up a skylark note into the air. And Sharon, with one eye cocked on the old rascal.
I hear a bird, a Gluckamora bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheering word. across the seas, then tell me, please, how are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes a whistling tourlay, how are things in Glacamora this
another situation in Finian. Called for a rather unique song. A leprechaun, Og, is rapidly growing human and has just reached that danger point in his evolvement where he is at the complete mercy of that old devil sex. He sees Sharon, he falls in love with her, he swears this is it, it's forever. And the next day he meets Susan. He gets the same eternal feeling. He's bewildered, he's guilty, conflicted. Write a song for him. Well, this was an easy one for me, because having been a leprechaun before I was a lyricist. I knew just what he was going to say. Oh, my heart is beating wildly, and it's all because you're here. When I'm not near here, the girl I love the girl I'm near. Every femme that flutters by me is a flame that must be fanned. When I can't fondle the hand I'm fond of, I fondle the hand at hand. My heart's in a pickle, it's constantly fickle, and not to partickle, I fear. When I'm not near the girl I love the girl I'm near. What if they're tall and tender? What if they're small and slender? Long as they've got that gender, I surrender. Always I can't refuse them, always my feet pursues them. Long as they've got a bosom, I woos them. I'm confessing a confession, and I hope I'm not verbose. When I'm not close to the kiss that I cling to the kiss that's close. As I'm more and more a mortal, I am more and more a case. When I'm not facing face that I fancy the face I face. For Sharon, I'm caring, but Susan, I'm choosing. I'm faithful to whosen is here. When I'm not near
the girl I love. I love the girl I'm near.
You've been listening to part two of a three-part look at the career of legendary writer Yip Harburg. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.